Thank you for calling customer support. This is Angela. How can I assist you?
Yeah, I made a purchase with your company, I believe, and I've seen it on my card. I'm just trying to remember what it was.
All right, let's get your zip code.
97024.
Wait, your name,
no,
sir?
No, that's my other one. 9723. Hold on a second. Let me look at the letter. I got three different places. I just moved again.
Okay.
Hold on a moment. Can't find my glasses. I'm doing great today. I guess I should have gotten a little more prepared.
Well, you can give me the spelling of your last name, sir.
G-A-B-E-H-A-R-T.
G-A-V-A-H-A-R-T?
No, G-A-B as in boy, H-A-R-T. G-A-B-E-H-A-R-T.
G-A-B-E-H-A-R-T. Gabe Hart.
Yes. Correct.
All right. Thank you.
The zip code was 97023.
All right. And your first name, please.
Herbert.
Okay. Now, I don't have a Herbert. Let's get your address.
Okay. It's... I tell you, don't get old and get Alzheimer's.
I only pull it one Gabe Hart at a
time. Not Alzheimer's. Yeah. Okay. Address is 24810 South Metzler Park Road, Estacada.
Okay. What are your charges, sir, that you're calling about? What's the amount?
Oh, it was like $19.
Okay. That's... What's a different address?
No different address.
Okay, I thought you said you had a couple addresses. I'm not pulling up a Herbert Gabe Hart in the system.
What does the company do? I mean, what is it?
Well, we service a few different online companies. We have to locate the order to see which one you're exactly with. Let's do this. May I have your last four digits of that card that's being charged? So you know which card the charges are on?
Yeah. Hey, just a second. Let me
yes, sir.
Card out. It's 4894.
Thank you. What's the first six digits?
481583.
Thank you. No, that did pull up an account, but it's not going to be in Gabe Hart or Herbert Gabe
calling
Hart.
My mother. I was doing stuff with my mother before she, and she's passed away since. Todwin.
Okay. Sorry to hear that. My condolences. Let's get the expiration date of the card. Make sure this is the correct card, the correct account.
Okay. 1024.
That's what we have here. It has a Nolan Williams.
I may have made a charge for him. Nolan Williams. What is it though? That's my stepson. He used to stay here, but he went back down to his mother's.
Okay. That's going to be for the online firearms training portal. It's a gun safety training course that is $19 a month as long as it's active.
No. I'm disputed on that. I didn't know that's being charged on my card.
You've disputed it?
We called, I said, I need to, all of it, because we started to do that, and then he couldn't do it, so we just canceled it, I thought.
No, it doesn't have a cancellation on there.
He never did it. Pardon?
It doesn't have a cancellation on there. That's why I continue to bill on a monthly basis. The last charge came out on the 7th of June. And it's going to be the $19 a month.
Yeah, he's been gone for a few months. We never did that. He was going to get his gun license here in Oregon before they changed the law, but we didn't get everything set up in time.
Well, this particular class is offered alongside the CCW certificate with CertifiedCCW.com. If you check the box for it, it's going to include a $19 charge for the class and send you out a login credential, username, and password. And it lets you know that, you know, it remains active until the customer calls back and cancel. So as long as you want it to be active, it is active. But the moment you request to cancel, we do cancel. So go ahead and get it canceled out.
Canceled. Oh, my God. This thing's been charging my card all this time. It's what, 3 months, 4 months?
Yes, sir.
Actually, it was before the first of the year. It's been longer than that.
Since November.
Oh, man.
$19 a month, yes.
November was the first charge?
November was the first charge for the $19, yes, sir. The day the CCW certificate was applied for, on the 9th.
Yeah, he never got it. He never did any training or anything. And
well, it sent out the CCW certificate.
He wasn't going to be able to get it in time.
It sent out the CCW certificate. It sends it out as a PDF file with your payment receipt. And that payment receipt is going to be the CCW certificate PDF file and a login credential to this class. And it's... has a username and password there where you can log into it.
Is that sent by mail?
No, it's sent to the email. The email address on here is going to be nolan.williams.
Nolan Williams. 62. .64 or 62, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I kind of remembered what it was. Not bad, though, for dementia. I mean, 64 was close.
Right. So
it's his birthday or something.
It's going to send it to his email, that cancellation email.
And he hasn't been paying attention to his email right now. All he's got is his phone data, and he does. I don't know why he's not checking it. I asked him the other day when he said something to me about it. He didn't check his email, and I says, you know, things go through there. You might need to know.
Right. Yeah, that's a grown-up thing. We know. Okay.
What do you think chances are of getting a refund out of the company?
Well, usually what they offer is going to be $9 off the charge, that latest charge. Because they discounted it $9 off as far back as the beginning, but it's, you know, they only go back so many days with those discounts. So that's what they can offer.
I know, we didn't check no boxes. We were just looking at it, and I don't know what he did.
It had to be checked.
I should have made sure of this.
There
I
are several items you can check
canceled.
There.
Yeah, I didn't. I guess he's a little more of a kid that kind of goes over things like most of them do, you know? And
yes, I know.
So. Oh, well, I guess I got messed up on that one, a couple hundred bucks worth.
Let's see here.
It's just hard on me. I mean, my Social Security is only $772 a month after I pay my insurance. So it's pretty rough surviving when I do a mistake like that or follow through and watch it. I thought I was watching the card regular, and I just never seen the charge.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and do a full refund on that latest charge. And it'll go back to your card in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And I do give a cancellation number, sir, if you would like to write one down.
Let me grab a pen. Okay, go ahead.
All right, it's C as in Charlie. 1-2.
C. 1-2.
9-5.
9-5.
2-2-8.
2-2-8.
Yes.
What a waste of money.
I'm sorry about that, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Oh, no. I'll call him and tell him to make sure that he goes through that. If it's there and they send a certificate, he might. Well, it ain't going to do him any good now. He can't get his license anyway. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. And thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye.